You know, when if then she, that was that time. Whatever Baba's reason, we never asked, we were not concerned with the why or the wherefore or the what of anything. We were only concerned to be with Baba. That's all. That's all that was our goal. It still is. So when Baba, when we would, our bazaar and things would come from down the hill. But Belle, Masi, Kosh's mother, would be out under that room, under the tank, outside the gate. It's still there. That was her watchroom. And she would sit there and she would watch. And if she found anyone coming from down the hill, usually one of the men, Mandali, bringing the day's grocery or whatever we had ordered with Baba's permission. And so she would ring the bell. And afterwards the groceries were received and they were going away, another bell would ring. So in between the bells, we had to close the kitchen door. So Mera wouldn't even hear the voice. Now, that's all right, because while we were there, I had to play the sitar to drown any voice that Mera might have had. But but sometimes if a plumber came or somebody who has to, you know, it's going to take a long time, then what happens? So one day, I still remember, they can't be told don't talk, because they're talking, they're strangers, they're not our mandali. So I played the sitar, I played every tune I knew. I got a blister on this finger, I started using this finger. Then this got a blister, I tried this one. For 2 hours, and I must not stop. And I much as I love sitar. And yet it never felt that, look what's been done to us. Never, never. The love that comes from Baba, to watch Baba play with his pets, to watch, he was the master orchestration, the conducting. Only Baba could do that, only Baba.